Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You know, when I ask God for forgiveness, I'll be happy with gray. You know, if you just get enough of this dark off, Lord, that I'm pale gray, that would be an improvement. That's not what David says. He says, I want to be whiter than snow. I don't want to see a single blemish from this horrible sin. Create in me a pure heart like day one, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Put me back on the path, Lord. I loved what Eugene Peterson said. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life. And so David gets up, bathes, clean clothes, and he goes into the house of the Lord and worshiped him. This is not usually how we respond to God when our prayers aren't answered and something tragic happens. David is showing us how this is done, that when we understand it's from the hand of God, we need to be willing to worship him, not in spite of, but because of who he is and what he's done. Then David comforted his wife Bathsheba, and he went to her and lay with her. Again, it's very tenderly written. There's nothing inappropriate written. She gave birth to a son, and they named him Solomon, from Shalom, peace. Later, God will name him Jedidiah, which means loved by God. But here's Solomon, and he's the one. He is the one who's going to be in the lineage of Christ all the way down. So we have one son who died and another son who lives, as it were, forever through this family lineage. Isn't that incredible? What a story God gives us. He could not paint a more beautiful depiction of what his redemption looks like. And he doesn't do it through mostly nice people doing a not so nice thing. He takes amazingly godly people who do the worst possible things and forgives. Can I just say this as a sidebar? I know a lot of women, Christian women I meet every weekend when I speak, who say, but Liz, I killed a baby. I had an abortion. Surely there can be no forgiveness for that. Dearest sister, here's your story. Here's your story. God who forgave an adulteress, an adulterer, and a murderer all in one. This is sure proof to us that God's forgiveness is as big and bigger, really, than we can possibly imagine. But we have to be bold and ask for that forgiveness, just like David did. I would encourage you to read Psalm 51 aloud tonight. Find a moment, get a Bible, or pull it up on the screen, and just read Psalm 51, thinking of what you consider the worst sin you've ever done. I think you could have a transforming experience climbing into David and Bathsheba's shoes and understanding the grace of God is real. His redemption is something we can stand on and depend on. It is not our worthiness ever, but the goodness of God.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.